Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the
wisdom
literature. That's right. Well, why don't we go ahead and have some coffee or tea? We'll pray, and we'll get into Proverbs chapter 30. Okay, you guys ready to pray? All right. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your Word. And we thank you for the blessing it is to get to sit at your feet. Thank you for these children. Thank you for this time. Thank you for all of our friends online getting to read your Word. We pray that you would care for us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, Proverbs chapter 30, the first six verses. This is the wisdom of Agur. Okay. The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, his utterance. This man declared to Ithiel and Ukol. Okay, you ready? Verse 2. Surely I am more stupid than any man, and do not have the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. Is he humble or is he prideful?
Humble.
Humble. Right? Is he building himself up or is he saying, I don't know that much? That's right. Nathan, can you read verse 4? Starts here and it goes over here.
Who has ascended into heaven, or descended? Who has gathered the wind to his fist? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established the unerring rock? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you know?
All right, what do you think he's saying there?
I don't know. I don't know, like, all God's plans and things.
Yeah.
I'm very, very less than God. I barely have any wisdom.
That's right.
Compared to God.
Yeah, compared to God, right? Were we there when God stretched out the waters like a garment?
Mm-mm.
Were we there when he established all the ends of the earth?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, all right. But here's an interesting thing. What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know? What is God's name?
God.
Yahweh, that's right. And what's his son's name?
Christ.
Well, Christ is his title. He's the anointed one. But what's his real name?
Jesus.
Do we have more wisdom than Agur had? Do we know it because we're that smart?
No.
Why do we know it?
Because the Bible told us.
Because the Bible told us. Because God told us. That's right. All right, Deborah, can you read 5 and 6? This is all we're going to read today. 5 and 6.
Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar.
All right. Every word of God is what?
Pure.
Pure. They're pure. So is there bad things mixed into God's word?
No.
No. No? What about deceitful things? Has God deceived us with his word?
No.
Has God told us lies in his word?
No.
No, but he is a shield to those who put their trust in
God.
That's right. What does that mean, that he is a shield to those who put their trust in him? What do you think?
He's our shield.
But what does that mean, he's our shield?
He's like our shield to protect us from danger.
That's right, to protect us from the fiery darts of the evil one. Do we have a shield that we've made? No. Remember when we were reading Prince Warriors and he tried to make a shield for himself out of old hubcaps? Did it work very well?
No, it got burned in the fire.
That's right. And so what was what's the shield we really need?
Faith.
The shield of faith. That's right. If we have faith in God, he will protect us. That's right. And then on verse 6, you want to know a way that we can make God's word not pure?
Twist it?
Add to it. Yeah, right? Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found
a liar.
Right? When somebody adds to God's word, does it make God's word a lie? Or is the person a liar?
A person.
That's right. And will God leave that person unpunished?
No, he's going to punish you.
Yep. There's no way, Jose, right? Because God speaks truth. All right. You guys ready to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, we pray that we would be humble. We pray that we would walk before you in awe of your marvelous mysteries, knowing that you are the one who created all things, seen and unseen. Lord, we thank you. We weren't there when you created the sunrise, and yet you bless us with seeing it. We weren't there when you raised up the mountain peaks, and yet we stand in awe of them when we come. Lord, we weren't there when you put all the stars in their place and gave them their names. And yet, Father, we marvel at the thousands and thousands and thousands of stars in the sky. Lord, we pray that we would trust you, that you would be our shield. Father, I pray that you would protect these children, protect me, protect those people watching today, our friends. Lord, we pray that you would please let your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven, as we trust in you, as we hold our shield of faith and bring the good news that we know the name of the Son of God. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you take your refuge, your shelter, in God's name. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Ellie, you don't want to say bye? I'm going to show you. Ellie's a little meh today. Can you say bye-bye, Ellie? Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.